When did car camping become overlanding? And when did overlanding become about who has the most stuff and the shiny new toys? A question I'd like to have answered. And when did road tripping become a thing of the past? All that and more. Everybody to the White Beard TK podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am White Beard, and sitting next to me in the passenger seat, in the navigation seat of the Puddle Jumper is what's your name this week?
TK. That's it. That's just my name.
We are sitting in a rest stop right now. I'll probably finish this another time. Probably when we get back to the Bronx.
In Ohio.
We are in Ohio. So, this has been a longer trip than it was supposed to be. So we have been traveling and driving, and really haven't had much time to do much, including record podcasts. Some I wanted to do before we left. And some we could have done on the road, since we can use the app like I'm doing right now, sitting inside the car. But a reoccurring theme kept coming up. I asked this a lot. And I saw a couple of videos while we sat in hotels or in a car at the campsite. And then just before I turned on the mic, I started thinking about a post that I wrote and said, why did I say that? I'm going to get to that post in a second. But it occurred to us as we watched a few videos. I watched a guy from Ghost Recon, Trail Recon, who was talking with his wife, who apparently they're now, she's now going to be full-time with him on his channel and doing stuff. And how when they first started out, again, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I don't think any of these people are ever going to listen to this podcast. Whoever the six people are who is listening and whatever else. These people start out with money. From the beginning. It never really seems like that. And that's why I think that's why there's a lot of frustration. People say, well, how did you do that? When did you, man, I'm in the middle of a build. I'm building. And then you tell them, well, you don't have to build anything. Just get yourself a good set of tires and just go out. Yeah, but I need to build. Because all of these people with all of their channels are always talking about that stuff. Which begs the question we've been asking. Anyway, so... Oh, he was talking about how when he first started, it was just, you know, he was taking videos, he was recording videos for him and his sons when they were going out. And in those days, choked on a cracker, we're having lunch, a brief lunch, and I have to drive. That's what I'm going to do this in between my little break. He said, you know, it was just car camping. And someone said, oh, well, that's overlanding. And that's how he got into the quote-unquote overlanding thing. And so we've been talking about this about a while. Say what you're going to say, then I'll say the post that I said, and then launch into this whole discussion.
I don't know. I would say my opinion on the whole thing is, you know, just stop labeling things and just do it. Do whatever you're going to do. Record it or don't. Just do it. If it makes you happy, or you're doing it for a certain reason, or you just want to try it, then you just go ahead. We don't need all these subcategories for it, or subcultures. That's it.
And the subcategories create more and more division. I was finally pushed to talk about this. I mean, I've talked about it before, but I think at length today, because it's more after I've seen everything. I was listening to Gun Pulse, Gun Dog Notebook, and what the guy is doing, working with Orvis and everything else, Minority Alliance. So he's having a conversation with someone who was talking about the whole gun business and how, you know, those things affect, you know, black people in certain black communities and you know, who don't embrace the gun because of the way the media and the gun business have done these different things. So what does it have to do with anything? Well, he created Minority Alliance so that you can get people interested in understanding these different things and crossing over so that they would have a meeting place, for lack of a better word. Because of, you know, certain divisions that may be there, some have just been not purposely done, but they are done. And so, you know, I'm just listening to this and then listen to what, what's his name said on his show, and then listen to what somebody else is saying. I'm like, but then why is all this stuff here? Mm-hmm. And now, I'm not one for cliques and groups. I've never been that way. You know, I like to be with people. I like things that I like. And I like to hang out with this person, that person, to be part of this, to be part of that. I hated it in church. I hated it in with the jobs that I worked at. And I just don't like it. You know, being in a Christian year, this is kind of an exclusive club. Not everybody. You do. So we make exclusivity around a lot of different things. But here's the thing. These things should be a part where everyone can be included. Okay, here's how the problem happens. So we go from this to this to this to this. I post a picture on our Instagram page. We were camping. And I start out with a qualifier. And I said, quote, "It's not dispersed camping, but it's still camping." Why did I need to say that? Why did I need to make a distinction? It's camping.
Right.
I'm not in my house cooking dinner, sitting on a couch in front of the TV. I'm outside, in the open, in the woods, around a campfire, cooking a meal, or even at my Coleman stove if I felt like doing that. I don't have to cook in a fire pit. I could if I chose to. I could if I'm skillful. I want to make every meal out there, including when it's pouring down raining. So it's still camping. And yet, I felt to make a qualifier because it wasn't what we're all now beginning to make everything. You need to do this. And as much as people say, like black folks have been saying in the black community, and I say that, folks, because that's what I am. I don't know what white people do. I don't know what Asian people do. I don't know what you'll do within your own people group. But, you know, for ages, black folks are always saying, we're not a monolith. We don't think the same and we don't feel the same. And, you know, just because we have the same color skin, blah, blah. But the minute you say something that's not part of the so-called normal narrative or whatever is being said that the majority of people are saying, then you get attacked and called all kinds of names. Although we're going to say, oh, we don't all think the same and feel the same. We're not all the same economic, blah, 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 blah. And we're doing the same thing with camping.
Yep.
Oh, it's all camping. And yet when you say this, you know, we heard one guy one day, we mentioned this before, and he was driving somewhere, and I was reminded of it when, what is his name from Trail Recon?
I don't know.
Whatever his name is from Trail Recon, I don't really know. I can't think of it right now. We were watching some guy, I don't know what channel he has. You know, it's probably Overland 4x4 or, you know, Coke and Pepsi, Overland, because everybody has Overland in their name. And we're watching this, and him and his wife was going through national parks. And they're going through national park. They wanted to stay in the national park. Remember this video?
Yes.
He said, this is not really Overland. We would call this, what did he say?
Road tripping.
We would call this road tripping. Okay. Well, thank you, because you're superior and elite. So when a guy from Trail Recon was talking about, you know, him and his wife were coming back from Overland East, I believe it is. And as they were coming back, you know, his wife was saying that, you know, they didn't really record stuff. It was just for them. And so he said, you know, it wasn't really overlanding. It was more of a road trip. You know, we were just enjoying it. And I said, what? And then I heard the other thing he said earlier after that. And so I'm sitting there thinking, and that's why I just mentioned this. It was like, so why, when did car camping even, when did camping become car camping? And then car camping changed into overlanding.
I get it. Now you can say, well, overlanding is vehicle-dependent travel.
Right. You've got everything you need inside of that.
Camping, and then they're going to stay at a hotel the rest of the time that they're on their trip. You could say, yeah, they're going on a road trip. Because the entire trip is not overlanding or camping. Right? That's a road trip. Because the entire thing you're doing isn't this one thing. But it's the same thing. You just have different equipment, different vehicles.
Right. I think that maybe the difference for having a road trip is we're just getting in a car and we're going, we have a destination, we want to get there, and we're going to stop along the way. That's part of a road trip. You know, you're moving your friend to Kentucky. People call that a road trip. You're all getting in a car and you're going together and you're sharing food and you're doing that and you're having a little picnic along the way. It doesn't really matter. To me. Sometimes I call it a road trip. Sometimes it's just like I was like, we're going camping, but this is more of a camping trip because we're traveling all the way across the country. And for us, you know, going south, I would have stopped at a lot of camps. You know, some campgrounds, which cost us a lot less money than a hotel, but we kept missing the time from traveling all day, and so we just slept in rest stops, which most people do, many people do, because it's free, and then, you know, when it got too much, stayed in a hotel. Coming back east, it's a little colder, so even though we have a backpacking tent, and we could have caught a KOA, it was like, who wants to be cold, put down the tent, although it was quicker, and then get back in the car and drive after being tired. So I chose to stay inside a hotel coming back east. If we did this in the summer, I would have most definitely just stayed at a campsite or something else like that. Now, is that a road trip? Is it overlanding? Is it...
cares?
Yeah. It's a mix of a lot of different things, but you know, my real reason for this is that it's now becoming annoying.
Like that Taco Bell commercial. Is it a taco or is it a sandwich? Who cares? Taco Bell. Nobody cares. Just
eat it. And enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's both. You know what, the guy, well, that's not real overlanding. That's not real camping. That's not real. So what is it real to you? What's real to you? Fixing up your car. Look, I got pinstripes. So you got a bunch of scratches all over your car you got to pay for. Look, get those pinstripes, and now that becomes this patch upon your chest, like it's a medal of honor. I understand that.
Like, that's great. That's great.
I mean, that is great.
For you.
For you.
But other people do not want that.
So your only thing is that, you know, I have to go rock crawling, or I'm going to do these different things, and I'm taking this trail that's going to take me 1,000 days to get over, and when I'm done, that's overlanding. Okay, great. So you got all this equipment because you're behind, might get stuck while you're out there in the boonies. I got that. I understand why you need all that other stuff. But then you go tell someone else, well, that's not overlanding because...
It doesn't really put you in a different category.
Right. But... when I first heard of this term, I saw something, and then I started looking at videos of Expedition Overland. Now, it's a film company that does documentaries. And they're all about taking that trip, recording that trip for the documentary, having all the stuff that they've done. We've seen them cut down trails and with saws. Homeboy got his leg cut. And we've seen them do things. Now, when I see something, you know, someone tell me, overland, I'm going, that's it. in my mind. It's not about that grill I got, I'm going to put up on my thing. I'm going to get all these color things. I got this, and I got this thing, and I got this, I got this, I got this. I got all this other stuff. And I'm getting the scuttle. We're going to get into the scuttle. Because I saw two different companies. I saw two different companies, by the way, last night I was looking at.
Well, it's about...
Because South Africa has been doing it for a long time. Africans have been using this for a very long time. And now all of a sudden it's becoming very popular with the quote-unquote overland community.
And then, you know, you could say, well, you also live out of your vehicle. So, you're homeless.
Or you're living the van life. It becomes so foolish when you keep making more and more categories and more distinctions, and then you're making more and more people groups. As if we don't already have enough right now. And I think it's really, 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 really bad. Really bad. There was this family we were watching for a very long time. And I really connected with them and really, really liked their channel because they were doing stuff that I always wanted to do with my kids and things I wanted to do that we've been doing the past couple of years. We started out hiking. We're primarily hike anyway. We're about to start winter hiking. But they would do many different things. They traveled to where they were going and they did a lot of other stuff. And then they went camping, and then they traveled, and all of a sudden, there's a big shift from just doing things to now traveling as ever, and, you know, all these trails and taking pictures of the desert and rocks and, you know, pictures of their campsite and all the other stuff. And I'm watching, and I watched a shift in their channel. I'm like, wow, when did... you guys doing things together change? Like other fun stuff instead of just driving around. And then I watched a shift in Expedition XO when they started doing the solo series. You know, because they spent a lot of years traveling and doing things, the South American trail and all the other good stuff, right? They were riding trails that people were doing for many, many years. And then suddenly it was like, you know what? We spent all these years doing all this stuff, making all these films, and we didn't spend a lot of time together. So then they went off to start doing stuff together. Then they had a whole series of them out doing things by themselves as a family. Then you look at Trail Recon, and now it's going to be him and his wife. So it's now everybody's focusing on family, when what were you doing before? I was already doing... Am I making any sense? I'm just rattling off right now.
Kind of.
All right, well, I'm done. You talk then. That's what I thought, dead ear. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm pretty much done with what I have to say. But, yeah. You know, you do all this and you do all this big stuff and then you suddenly feel like, you know, you hit this... not this plateau, but you hit this amount of followers or views or likes or whatever, or you gain this amount of stuff, and all of a sudden, not talking about what he was just talking about, mm-hmm. but the guy that was like, well, we're road tripping, but all of a sudden you feel like you can just say that somebody isn't doing something because they're not like you. What gave you the right to say that?
Well, you get to the point where you can't just say something is just what it is. Kind of like I saw your sister's post on Facebook. Wonder Woman, I think it was, or Linda Carter, who did a tweet that said, "Trans women are Wonder Women."
It was like wonderful.
Yeah, a wonderful woman, or whatever it is. Okay. You feel that way, you want to be that way, that's fine, which is what your sister said. But why does this have to be shoved down our throats? Why can't we just say what we already know is true? You know what I'm saying? It's to the point now where real women who were born biological women are now afraid to say and stick up for all the women's rights that so many women's lib people have been doing, to the point where they can't even say, like AOC, that a woman is a woman and a trans woman is just a trans woman. No, they want to say that they're women too, and that they're women, and even they erase all the women like you, and now they're, what is it, birthers? Birther, people who give birth, or whatever that is. So you reduced a woman to nothingness after all of the battles and everything else. And I kind of see this as the same thing. You've erased camping and turned it into this whole big old thing that people are even afraid to say that what I'm doing is camping.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to a campground. Ooh, that's not really camping. I can't wait to get back out and be out in the woods. That's not camping because you went to a campground. You gotta qualify. Well, we just stop here to get some, you know, to take a shower and just get a break. You're still camping. Why can't you just say that this is camping? They painted themselves into a corner. Anyway, go ahead. So we can, we're going to take a break and start getting back. And I'll finish this up with a hopefully clearer thought and not repeat everything I just said for 20 minutes.
Kind of like a new hire to a job doesn't get to be employee of the month. You, as a trans woman, should not be called a wonderful woman. You just step up on the scene. You want to say, well, I'm a woman. You just, oh, no, you can't get the promotion. You just started.
You're a human being. You're a human being. Whether you're wonderful or not, I don't know. But you're a human being, and you feel the way you feel, that's fine. But why would I say something other than something other than what I already
know? Wonderful, anyway. Because you'll jump down somebody's throat as soon as somebody goes, well, you got my pronouns wrong. Shut up. Because I've been one time it was, you know, cold or whatever. I wore a hood to school. I was in like elementary school, and somebody was like, you look like a boy with your hair covered. I didn't go home and have a mental breakdown. You know what I mean?
Yes, but now that we've gone off the topic, it kind of is the same thing in a way of what I was saying. Is that I'm trying to bring me back home. We've gotten to the point where camping is no longer camping. It's this whole other animal. And if you are not following in line and you're not being part of this other animal, then you're not part of this, you're part of that. But it's all camping. Unless you are going on an expedition, unless you are going out in search of something and you're driving across this and you're doing this other stuff, then it's just straight camping. We're dispersed camping. We're just, okay, I get the reason for saying dispersed or backcountry camping as far as front country camping goes. So you could just even get rid of dispersed and go into backcountry camping. Because there's a difference. One is back where there's no bathrooms and stuff like that. And then over here, you have closer to facilities and everything else. I understand that distinction. That's a pretty decent one you want to keep. You know, someone wants to rent some space in, you know, some national park or some state park or something else like that. And they say, oh, all we have is backcountry camping. You're going, what the heck is that?
You know, it's not everybody. Within every community. I hate that word now. Because communities...
What's our community?
Communities are not even communities anymore. There's always going to be that one person that has to go out and say something out of pocket. And say something stupid. Or they have to be the special one. I have to make the distinction between myself and this other person. Okay, right. Because I thought this was something that we agreed on. I thought this was something that we both liked. And yet you're going to sit here and tell me, no, you're wrong. You're not a part of this. Really? But the other 78% of the people in this group tell me that I am. And you have the audacity to say that I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm camping in my car. and I'm traveling in my car, and I live in my car.
You're homeless.
By choice.
You're
by
homeless.
By choice, and I'm traveling the United States in my car. Okay, but you're not overlanding because you stayed at a hotel that one time. Sure. Sure, Jerry. Of course, that's right. By the way, that's not an actual name. I just made that up. So if your name is Jerry, please don't be offended.
Oh, I've watched a lot of them on YouTube. And they've stayed at hotels. So it's laundry day, or they got to go over here, or, you know, we were doing this, and then we just stayed here so we can get a good night's sleep before driving on. And it's always a shame, because it's like they're saying, oh, my God, I did something so wrong, but this is what we wanted to do. But even when we're in town, we got a chance to experience this, you know, hot dog place or whatever it is. It's like, oh, well, right. You want to know something? You would never experience that if you were out there with the chipmunks. Last time I looked, when we went hiking, maybe I'm wrong. I could be totally wrong. When was the last time you saw a woodpecker have like a taco stand?
Never.
Yeah, we saw some chipmunks run by, and it was like, bye. We found a nice spot.
It's like it's a rule to not be high maintenance.
Well, it really is. You can't be high maintenance and be out hanging out in the woodlands.
What?
You said
but I'm talking about like getting gear and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I'm not talking about like your person.
Right.
Like this is like it's a rule, and if you break it, you're gonna go to overlanding jail. We can't have you here. Go to prison. What? That makes no sense.
Right. That's not real camping. You need to go and chop your wood. What is that axe that you have there?
Did
you get that from Home Depot?
Or even glamping, which sometimes can be annoying because it's like, okay, you bought your entire fridge from home, like your full-size fridge. Really? Did you need that? But it's still camping.
No, and that's ridiculous. That's just
no.
A,
okay, you don't. Really,
that's
a, you don't
that's
really
too
need
much
that
stuff.
However,
it's camping. You went to a campground and you're going to be out there, and that's what you're doing. You're not in your house. But
and I feel like we've joked around and said, well, that's not real camping, but it is. Every time that has been said on this podcast, whether I'm remembering it correctly or not, that we actually did say it, it has been a joke. Okay, so don't say, whoa, you said it wasn't camping. No,
nah,
it wasn't serious.
It's just them folks go overboard. I do not need an air conditioner. Listen, there's only but so much room in my vehicle for my stuff. I'm going to drag out with me a portable washing machine. Man.
They have those things. They're like 12 inches.
I know. It's not that serious.
I've always wanted one.
It's not that serious, man. But
it isn't that serious, but am I going to knock your style of camping? Am I going to tell you that it's wrong? No.
No.
I wouldn't do that, but you can go ahead and do it. Now, if you're digging a hole in the sand and pooping in it, you need to go home. Because it's not going to break down. You know what I mean? Like, that should be what we're having fights over.
Conservation.
Yes. You know, and actually going outside and acting like we're people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we have brains to think for ourselves. You know? Like, most of us are older teens to adults. Let's get it together. But yeah, that's pretty much what I have to say.
Yeah, I would love someone to answer that question. I mean, I posted a question on Instagram before, no one answered it, and I actually posted this question on Instagram, and I guarantee you no one's going to answer, no one's going to say anything. They're just going to overlook what I just said. Because I want your response. I want to know
people.
What you think. Tell me, when did all of these distinctions happen to the point where we're no longer even talking about this is what we're doing anymore? People are outside camping, people are hiking, and you know, even a hiking community has their own little thing.
People like to be on the internet and just put stuff on the internet that's like, hey, look at me, and then never talk about anything that's serious. And they'll just sweep it under the rug and just be like, no. Or just not pay attention to it. And that's like the most annoying thing.
Even when hiking, they have their own little thing, but I think it's a little smaller than what's happening in the world of camping. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference between hikers and through hikers. And we all laugh at this, but everybody knows there's a difference. There's a difference in the way we think and do things. So there is a difference between a through hiker. They're the people that goes through and do all the stuff, but it's still hiking. And backpacking is pretty much camping and hiking. So there's a small distinction, but then you have the little smaller people like, well, I'm an ultralight backpacker.
And really, what you should...
And again, it's different than in the camping world. It's so divided between what is and what isn't. Like, here's camping, now it's car camping, now it's not car camping, it's overlanding. Overlanding is this, and it's that, and it's like...
And really, it's bigger than camping and overlanding, because the thing that connects everybody is, unless, of course, you're doing the expedition thing, where you're just out there to, you know, do the hard trails, you're not really out there to be in nature, that's different, you know?
Right.
You go ahead, make your documentary, hold them, sorry. But what really connects a lot of people is just being outside, outdoors.
Yeah, outside in the nature. Like we were listening to the that Gundog podcast, is more Gundog Notebook. You know, we're saying, you know, what connects us as bird dogs, because they hunt with dogs and they have their dogs. So, you know, what connects us is the fact that we love this and we do this whole thing. You know, what divides us is, yeah, there may be some racial issues, but can we focus on this? But because of the way the gun companies are going, they're making things even more and more divided.
Yeah.
And as you said, and as he said, the thing that connects us all is that we all have this love for nature. Well, for him, it's the world of hunting. We all have this love for hunting and for the dogs. And for the rest of us who are out here camping and hiking and backpacking, everything else, it's about being out in nature and being connected to nature and with each other. So it's insane.
Very insane.
Okay. We done went 30 minutes into that, which means we're 30 minutes behind schedule. And you add on the 15 minutes we ate, we need to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Hit that pause button.
Hitting the pause button.
Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we'd love to invite you to come and follow us and share our adventures over at YouTube at the White Beard and TK Experience, where you get to experience the things that we're doing out there on the road, whether it's hiking or taking road trips. So go to YouTube, the White Beard and TK Experience. And as usual, if you have any questions about the podcast, you want to talk to us, maybe you want to have us on your show, maybe you'd like to come and have a discussion with us, you can always reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.